Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Saturday. You know what that means.
Lou,
it's time for Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. So grab that cup of coffee and your honey-do list for the weekend, honey, because he's here till 10 to answer your home improvement questions.
Samantha, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a problem with my toilet, and none of my ex-husbands are around to fix it me. So
get ready. Because I am about to let him loose. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm here. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show at 7:10 in the morning is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Nice job, Mike Steven. We were there chatting this morning, catching up, and he's doing well, and show sounds good. We got a lot coming up today. If you are a, this summer, you're probably outside entertaining, having a lot of fun, and our new Lutu is designed exactly for you, especially if you like to have a little drink outside, whether it's soda or margarita or a glass of wine, you name it. Our new Lutu is from a local inventor that I think you're going to find quite interesting. We're going to be talking a little bit about, about your home, what's going on with your house. When you call in, by the way, say hi to Elif. She's filling in for Lindsay, who's taking a few days off, who, by the way, I got a picture. I'll have to talk to her. She's, I think, up in Door County and went somewhere where she was spitting cherry pits and evidently won. She said she spit a cherry pit 20 feet. Do you think, Elif, you could spit a cherry pit 20 feet?
Do you think me or her?
You. Could you? Well, she said she did.
20 feet.
20 feet.
Think
about a basketball rim is 10, so double that.
It's a three-pointer from the corner, Elif. If you're standing in the corner of the court,
here's the sports guy.
Right into the hoop is 20 feet.
Is that what it is, really?
20 from the corner.
Is that NBA or college?
I believe college.
Oh, all right.
That's really talented.
Veronica, you're the gardener. Could you spit a cherry pit?
I'm going 8-9 inches. That's it.
Can I tell you something? I love cherries, especially this time of year. Do you like cherries?
Oh, yes.
Huh? Sam?
Not really.
Really? Oh, my gosh. It's nature's candy.
You like the tart ones or the sweet ones?
Yes.
That's how I am, too.
Oh, my gosh. My wife bought a bag of cherries. And she'll rinse them and put them in a bowl. I could eat the whole thing. Now, what she can't stand is, in the kitchen, we have a garbage can, you know, that rolls, you pull it out. It's like part of the cabinet next to the sink. And I will just take the bowl, and I will stand there and start eating it and eat and just spit the pits right in the garbage can. Drives her crazy. But it's efficient.
Where are you supposed to put the pits?
You're not supposed to stand at the garbage can.
Oh,
I
okay.
get it, you know.
Okay.
But it's like, oh, I just want to have, you know, in my mind, I'm just going to have one or two. And before you know it, I've been standing there and I just ate 15 of them.
Well, tell her you're spitting them in the garbage can. You're kind of practicing your aim for this contest.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I didn't even think about that. It's like rehearsal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back from your walkabout, by the way. Were you down under or anything? Isn't that what they do? The Aborigines, they go on their walkabout, right, for like 3 weeks at a time? You were on like some pilgrimage?
No.
A few more days, you would have been like Jesus out there for 40 days. What, I mean...
Well, here's the thing. I went originally for a wedding. My niece got married.
Right.
And it was, you know, I stayed a week in Oregon on the coast.
Oh.
And then went to visit my sister in California, Northern California for a week, and then went to visit my mother for another week. And every single day we did something. Where we went either to some kind of swimming hole or went on a walk somewhere. So it was there was a lot of physical activity, but it was very peaceful. There weren't any crowds.
That Oregon is a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on a whole bunch of different fronts, you and I were talking because next week I'm taking Mallory, our daughter Mallory, out to go look at colleges.
Uh-huh.
And we're going out to the West Coast. And the college that you sent Huntington, was that right?
Humboldt State University.
Humboldt State University. That's what it is, not Huntington. Humboldt State. We did all this research on it. It's not that close to San Francisco.
No, no.
I was like, I kept telling my wife, oh, Veronica has this school. I think it's just an hour away. We'll just drive there. It's like four.
No, it's not many miles. It's not miles.
No, no, no.
It's the fact that you have to go so slow because it's twisty. But I guarantee you, Lou, if you see this place, you won't ever want to leave.
Well, I looked at it online and I thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's fun. All right. Well, we got lots to do. 312-98. Why are you telling me I got a break? I thought I only have to break at 7:18. Why are you doing that?
7:14.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're changing it on me.
Maybe.
She's very tough. The Turkish people, I think they're very... Are the Turkish people strict? Is it like a thing where you...
No, not particularly.
Really?
It's just me.
Just...
yeah.
See, now Aleph and I have worked long enough together. She's... You have settled into bossing me around, which is fine. I get it because it's exactly what I need. But
no.
But I'm going to exercise my right to go and do something like this. Let's talk to Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. It's nice to talk to you. I appreciate it. I have kind of a strange question. I had a flood up on my 11th floor condo.
Oh, no.
And my father thought I should be building an ark since it was coming in from the rain from outside. And so I have been without anything other than a bare concrete floor for about 2 years.
Wow. Okay. Is all the leak fixed?
That took almost 3 years to get that done. Yeah, I've had 5 floods in here, so that's about one every other year. So it's I'm moving. However, I need to find out some way to clean my concrete floor because it's got all that efflorescent stuff coming up, and this apartment faces the lake, so it's extremely dusty. And I don't know what to do.
Well, are you going to put something over this concrete floor?
Oh, after I leave, my son is going to have the whole thing rehabbed, but I'm going to be moving shortly.
Okay.
It's just that the new tenants are sending down a dog to make sure that everything is clean and I have no bugs.
Okay. Well, then what I would do with, if there's like efflorescence, you want to take a gallon of CLR, which is a lactic acid-based cleaner, and you're going to mix that with warm water, probably like a 50-50 mix. You're going to obviously remove all the furniture, and you're going to take a deck scrub brush, and you're going to pour some of this onto the concrete, and you're going to scrub it. And it's going to scrub into a little froth as you scrub it away. Then let it sit after you scrub in certain areas, you know, probably do one area at a time. Let it sit there for 10 minutes or so, and then mop it up with clean water. And do that across the entire floor, and you will see that it's going to look a lot nicer than it is, and it'll help neutralize some of that efflorescence. You just got to make sure that the leak is fixed, there's no more water coming in, and then you can address what kind of finish floor you want to put over the top of that. Appreciate the phone call. 7:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Now when you're
feeling low, 7:21 in the morning. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Stanley. Stanley, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too, and I agree with every word you said about the cherries.
Delicious, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's like the taste of summer. It's, well, you know actually what the taste of summer is, don't you, Stanley?
I certainly do.
Well, but for us, we have a drink that we make in the summertime that I never, that we call the taste of summer. Have you ever had that Malibu rum?
No, I haven't.
All right, so it's a rum. Do you like rum at all?
Well, sort of.
All right. Well, it's a coconut rum. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of, you know, it makes you feel like you're in the tropics. You mix that with a little Pepsi or Diet Pepsi if you don't want it super sweet and a lime. We call that a taste of summer.
Well, I better mention that to my wife next time she's at local.
Right. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, I've got a six-jet spa tub.
Okay.
And this is a house we moved into several years ago, and it really hasn't been operational since. But when I did load it up with water, two jets were operational. The other four are not. Is there a way to go about troubleshooting that? Or I looked at the possibility of or tried to pop off a jet, you know, to maybe troubleshoot or do something with it. But
right.
I don't know if those things come off from the inside or if you got to tear the tub out to look at it or if there's a snake you can put in.
Do you know the brand name?
No, they used to be made out in Utah, I believe. I researched it one time.
Okay.
And
The jets that you have, are they the kind of jets that you can turn, like you can point them in different directions?
Yes.
Okay, and is there like a little, can you turn them to loosen them and tighten them? The actual tip.
I didn't really bear down on it.
Okay, so a lot of times these jets, so you know you've got the ring that is attached to the tub, and then you have the little jet portion that's in the center that you can turn back and forth. And there's almost looks like a gear, right, that you can put your fingers on? On the jet?
No.
No?
They look rather smooth to me.
Okay. Well, either the outer ring or the jet itself, you can turn on and off like a valve.
Okay.
The other thing is, depending on the manufacturer, you just have one on-off button for the jets?
I do.
And there's no separate control, like, for volume or anything like that?
There's there's an air injector.
Okay, there's an air injector. All right. So what I would first try is see if you can turn either the ring around it that's on the tub itself, that may turn the jet on, or if it's smooth, it's probably not the jet inside there. And since you have one on and off, my guess is those just need to be dialed open. Now, you have an access panel somewhere, don't you?
I do, but it just exposes the pump.
The pump, that's it. Okay. Fill it with water just over the top of the intake.
Mm-hmm.
Are you home now?
I am.
Okay. Are you near that bathroom?
I can go. I can be there in a heartbeat.
All right.
Two or five.
Two or five, right. One, two.
I don't move as fast.
I don't know how fast your heart goes, but I mean, you know. At least it's still going, right?
Lucky there.
That's right. It's right.
I'm at the site now.
All right. You see the ring? You see the ring that's on the tub itself that is surrounding the jet that's in the center?
You know what? Let's see here. Yeah. You know the jets? I'm just looking at the jets now. Those babies, I can spin them.
Right. So can you turn it to the left, like counterclockwise?
Yes, but they just spin. They freewheel.
Okay, they freewheel. Now, the ring that's on the tub itself, can you turn that at all if you grab that?
I did, yep.
Okay, so turn that all the way to the right.
I just did.
And it was all the way to the left?
Yep.
I bet you that jet works now.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Fill that up with water, and I bet that jet, and you can turn those jets on and off, and I bet that'll work for you.
Okay, all right, very good. You know what? I think I noticed one that was turned all the way to the right, one of the end ones.
Mm-hmm. Give it a shot if that happens. Do me a favor. Hang on a second, all right, because I want to send you out. Three rooms of carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's almost $140 value. 7:26 in the morning. We'll be right back.
The 2016 Olympics conversation. The sports.
Michael Phelps, a new world record.
The scores. The stories. And the sideshows.
Zika virus and what it means for the Rio Olympics.
Follow all of it here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNradio.com.
Live wires don't look like much, but even getting close to them can be dangerous. The only way to stay safe is to keep yourself, your equipment, and everything you carry at least 10 feet from overhead power lines. Before you start any work, visit ComEd.com/safety or call 1-800-EDISON-1. That's ComEd.com/safety or 1-800-EDISON-1 for a free consultation. ComEd, powering lives.
Rich Lenkoff, Jason Whiteside, the two sides of legal face-off.
Pop culture, entertainment, sports, politics. When athletes have concussions, when billionaires are going through a divorce, they hire lawyers. And on Legal Face-Off, we're going to give you the explanation of that and also do it in a light way, in a fun way.
Legal Face-Off, the show that features two competing attorneys slugging it out over today's hottest topics.
And I think having the legal background that we do, having the legal education that we do, allows us to cut through.
Download the podcast now at WGN+.com.
The Papa Nicholas Coffee Mission, from the earth to the cup. Give the world great coffee at a great value. Experience great coffee. Experience Papa Nicholas. See papanicholas.com.
Mm-hmm. Are you or your family members, any of them, do you have a problem with allergies? Are you suffering from headaches or maybe sneezing, irritated skin? Maybe the eyes are itchy, nasal congestion? Jeez, it sounds like me. Well, do you notice that the symptoms are worse when you're at home? I mean, you could have mold growing in your home, even if you don't see any mold. Fortunately, there's a safe natural product to help eliminate harmful molds and bacteria from your home. Fog U Mold. Fog U Mold is safe, non-toxic. It's a natural product that attacks mold, bacteria, and mildew odors. Fog U penetrates porous surfaces, cracks, crevices, and those impossible-to-reach vents where mold can breed and grow. Plus, Fog U has residual effectiveness, offering prolonged protection. Is it me or just can you picture a T-shirt that says Fog U on it? There's like something that I find very funny about the whole name.
Something.
I don't know why, but it makes me giggle every time I say that. Fog U, as I said, has residual effectiveness, offering prolonged protection against mold. Remember, Fog U is safe. It's a superior alternative to harsh synthetic chemicals. You can create a safe environment for you and your family with Fog U Mold, the safe, natural, proven method for cleaning away mold, bacteria, and mildew. Fight that mold. Pick up a can of Fog U Mold today. Fog U Mold from Healthful Home is available at select Ace Hardware stores or visit myhealthfulhome.com.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot check out the best of the West. The West Burbs, that is. Tune in to Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Mm-hmm. And we welcome back the return of Teddy Roosevelt, presented by Konasek and Dillon, trial attorneys, this August 13th at 10 a.m. at the MAC on the College of DuPage. Join WGN Radio's John Williams in a conversation with the 26th President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt. You want bold, bombastic bravado? Well, that's our guy, TR. It's the 2016 race, and perhaps it's one of the most important years in U.S. presidential history. We'll hear and discuss what was, what is, and what may be to come, and we're starting it all off with Teddy Roosevelt. Tickets to the return of Teddy Roosevelt are on sale now. Go to WGNradio.com/events and get all the information there to buy your tickets online or over the phone. These shows sell out, so don't wait to get your tickets. See you on Saturday, August 13th at the College of DuPage. The return of Teddy Roosevelt is presented by Konasek and Dillon Trial Attorneys and sponsored by Visit Springfield and transportation provided by O'Hare Midway Limousine.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I was at, welcome back, 737. I was at my niece's wedding last night, Veronica.
Do you dance to this or
well,
something like this?
This was one of the songs that gets people going, you know, on the dance floor. Everybody comes out. But a little bit later on, because I don't think I'm ready for it yet, I'm going to give you the song that I was amazed that filled the dance floor.
Wasn't YMCA?
It was not. It was not.
I could see you doing that.
No. You know, I'll talk a little bit later about this wedding because this was it was wonderful. My you've heard me talk about my dear friend Mike Jakubowski and his wife Chris, who is also my dear friend, and their daughter Ellen, who's my niece, not by blood but in my heart, and they got married last night. And you know, young couple, it was great. It was great. It was. You know, as we get older and you think you know everything, when you're younger, you know everything, right? And then when you get older, you realize you don't know everything. And the experiences that go through and you see this whole evolution. I was at the hospital the day this woman was born. And there she is standing in a beautiful white dress, getting married, and I never saw her more happy or more confident in her entire life. And I've known this girl her whole entire life.
That's awesome.
It was just great. And it was surrounded by all these wonderful people. And anyway, it's just a beautiful event. And the young man that she married is just a fine young man, Chris. And so the Mr. and Mrs. Kordick, you know, so they, my friend Mike, who is a man of very few words, he gave a beautiful, touching, funny, you know, little toast. And I call him the Iceman because, you know, he never cries. I'm being sarcastic. Because, you know, your oldest daughter, it's his oldest daughter. But it was a beautiful, we had a lovely time, and it was just a really fun time. But the song, later on, I'm going, I have it. Okay, so what would you think the song would be that would get everybody out on the dance floor? It had a DJ, and people were dancing. Our entire family was there. Our daughters, our son's girlfriend even was there for the wedding, and all these kids are dancing. And then, you know, different modern-day music stuff. There were a lot of songs that, you know, as an old guy, I didn't even know that they're out there dancing. Mm-hmm. Sam, any guess?
Is this a modern song?
Current or way back? Because I would go, the best wedding song that I think happens at every wedding is Shout by the Isley Brothers.
Shout was mm-hmm. there. People were dancing. That was a good one.
That gets everybody going.
Yeah. There was, you know, Bruno Mars, what's that?
The one they play for the sports theme all the time.
Right. That one got people going.
Yeah, of course.
No, mm-hmm. that wasn't it. Wasn't it? I'm gonna give you a hint. It's way back.
Not the stupid electric slide.
No. Well, the electric slide got people going too. I mean, you know, it was.
You guys go to a lot of weddings, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't been to a lot of. It's been a while, but this not song. The song that filled the dance floor. I mean, filled it.
Hmm.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
The people. Raced to the dance floor. The dance floor, which a nice size dance floor, but it was packed. It was like the Dan Ryan in Rush Hour. Right here. They're going crazy.
Wow. Gloria Gaynor, huh?
Gloria Gaynor.
I like how you hit the post there.
Like that? Gloria Gaynor. My God.
That's the old disc jockey in me coming out.
What is this? Veronica, this has got to be what, 1974?
You know what's really sad is because I was a disc jockey for a long time.
Right.
A lot of these songs, I know exactly how long the intro is before you hit the post. People who don't know what a post is, they're like, "What right. are you
what
talking about?"
What does that
about?
Mean?
When the vocals start. 1978.
1978.
Where were you in 1978, Sam?
In my dad's body.
Elif, did you even know there was a time when 1978 existed? No. No idea. This is the heart of the 70s right here. Oh, my God. Filled the dance floor. It was a lot of fun. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. So congratulations to Ellie and Chris and all their families. Thank you for making us all part of your beautiful event. And can't wait to see you guys later on today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Marcy, who's in Chicago. Hi, Marcy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have a problem. I have three glass block windows, small ones, and in the center is a metal frame where the louvers go in the middle for air in the bathroom.
Right.
The grout is turning black in spots. I tried cleaning it. I didn't know what to do with it. I couldn't get it out, so I took a paper
chisel.
Nail file, and I rubbed on it, and some of the black came out, but some won't. What's happening?
Well, it could be a little mildew and mold that's inside the grout. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
There is a cleaner called Concrobium Mold Eraser. Okay?
Concrobium Mold Eraser.
Eraser. Comes in what looks like a giant vitamin bottle.
Oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to mix that with warm water, per the directions, and it's going to look like a witch's brew when you. It's going to percolate a little bit.
Okay.
Then you're going to take a brass stripping brush.
A brass?
Stripping brush.
Stripping brush, okay.
You're going to say all this when you go into the hardware store. And you're going to dip that in the solution, and then you're going to go into the grout, and you're going to go up and down, and you're going to scrub, and you're going to dip a more solution and scrub it, scrub it, scrub it, and it should clean it all out. And
okay.
The beauty part is it has a little residual value, so it'll stay there and keep help prolong the mold or mildew from coming back.
Mm. Now, should I do that on
everything.
The whole thing?
Yeah, clean it all up. Why not?
Oh,
you got that whole
wonderful.
You got that whole pot going to town, and it'll work out just great.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Lee in Clarendon Hills. Lee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Lou?
I am fantastic.
I have a hot water heater that was under water. I had water in my basement.
All right.
And I can't get it to the pilot to light again.
You know why?
No.
It was underwater.
Well, just the base was.
Right, but that's where all the smarts are of that thing. So
oh, really?
It's a pilot light or it's an igniter?
Igniter.
Yeah, you probably... How much water?
Maybe about 5 inches, 6 inches.
Oh, wow. And can I ask what happened?
Yeah, my sump pump went out.
All sump pumps fail. In a rainstorm?
Yeah.
And did we get it? Is this an insurance claim?
I didn't call my insurance company yet, no.
Okay. How much damage is there?
I replaced my sump pump and I got a backup because I had a quote from PermaSeal. And they came out, but it was after the water, you know.
Okay. What about the furnace?
The furnace is working.
Okay. But that was underwater, too?
No. Huh.
It wasn't. It's in a different spot?
It's on a block.
Okay. How old is your water heater?
06.
Okay. I would probably just replace it.
You would? Okay.
Yeah. Because by the time we go and change an igniter and do all this, if it's a tank water heater, that 06 heater, you're lucky to be getting 50% out of it anyway from an efficiency standpoint.
Okay.
And to go spend the time and have a plumber or whomever come out and all do that, you can call PermaSeal again, and they can swap out that water heater for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
'cause, you know, I did get a quote on that as well.
Yeah. I would not mess with changing parts in an 06 water heater.
Okay.
All right.
And you don't. I mean, the fellow who was here tried to, you know, to light it. It would poof. You know,
right.
But it wouldn't stay lit.
It's not worth it. It's
okay.
Too dangerous of a thing to mess with.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is, 7:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I got a Noodaloo 2 that I think you're going to really like. All right, 7:49 in the morning. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. This is I don't know what Lindsay actually said, but it's from a local inventor based in Glen Ellen, and if you like to drink anything, then you're going to have to take a listen to this. Drums,
please. Cool drinks like lemonade, iced tea, and fruity punches make summertime that much sweeter, not to mention a whole lot more refreshing. But there's one thing that can put a damper on sipping cool drinks outdoors: bugs. Put your drink down for 5 minutes, and without fail, there's a few tiny gnats or flies doing the backstroke across the top. Well, this week's new Noodaloo 2 is a super simple and super cute way to keep bugs out. Drink Tops outdoor glass covers are a fun and easy way to keep bugs and other undesirable outdoor elements out of drinks. High-quality, BPA-free, food-grade silicone covers help drinks stay cool longer, perfect for a refreshing lemonade, a glass of wine, a cool margarita. It's got a cool tap-and-seal design. You just tap the center of the cover, and it gently suctions to glasses, locking in aromas that attract bugs and stopping drinks from splashing over the rim while moving. They come in fun colors colors, serve as drink markers, and can also be used as coasters. The Mod drink tops come in a 4-pack in regular and large sizes for you big drinkers and vary in price between $19.95 and $21.95. You can find out more or purchase at coverware.com. I'll put all the information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. Drink tops, hey, they have you covered. Get it? That's this week's New to Lou 2.
When I was walking in this morning, I showed Bob Ferguson, engineer extraordinaire, the drink tops. And he goes, you know, I'm a big fan of those silicone tops in the microwave. Are you a microwave user, Elif? Do you use the microwave?
Yeah, of course.
And do you have any of the silicone tops you'd put over a bowl, you know, when you're in the microwave? Have you ever seen those?
I used to have one of those. I don't know where it went, but now I have to use something.
Evidently, I've never used them, but I know what they are. So these are these round silicone discs. I'm holding one in my hand that's the size would fit a margarita glass. And you put it right over the top of the glass, and you just kind of push it in the center. And because it's silicone, it seals it. So at first when Lindsay said this to me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I would use that. I don't know. But then what's nice is if you're having a party or entertaining, this becomes your coaster. So I'm holding one that's pink for my margarita. So now I put that down on the table, and that's my margarita. Now I'm going to get up and say, hey, Lou, want to come play volleyball? Sure. And I take my margarita and I put this on top of my margarita. And when I come back, there's nobody in my drink. I kind of like that. Local Glen Ellen girl was spending all these weekends in Michigan with all the bugs in her drink. It works on all cups, not just glass. And they're going to be available soon. So coverware.com is the website. And there's a bunch of different colors, different sizes. I totally could see using this.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me too. I love how colorful they are.
They are.
So cute. IKEA.
They are,
aren't
right?
They?
Yeah, and they come in a little, she sent me some samples, but then a packaging as well. And it's cute. This is kind of a cute teal, and this is like a lime green, and then there's a pink. I absolutely could see this. I wish them a lot of success. And drink tops by Coverware. That's smart. They got to get to the Houseware show. This will be a huge hit. Like, I totally see this at Bed Bath & Beyond in a sleeve or something for if it's displayed right and shown properly. The information's up on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com. And our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by ComEd. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call here. This is, he's not there. How about Ron in Tinley Park? Hey, Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I've gone through about 10 pounds of cherries so far this summer, too. So
they're delicious, right?
They're outstanding,
yeah. Love it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez. I've got a hot water pressure problem. It's weird. I've got two bathrooms. I've got a tri-level, so I got two bathrooms in the upper level. In one bathroom, the hot water comes out of the shower very well, but out of the sink very poorly. In the other bathroom, I've got no hot water coming out of the shower, and the sink, the hot water comes out beautifully. In my kitchen, the hot water is very weak, and the cold water is fine. In my utility room, hot water comes out of the sink very well, but in the washer, hardly at all.
How old is this house, Ron?
20 years old.
So you have all copper piping.
Yes.
And what have you done so far?
I don't know what to do. Nothing. I have no idea.
Okay, so
I did change the faucet in one of my bathrooms, thinking it might have been the faucet, and it didn't change a whole lot. Still about the same.
Right. Well, the fact that the house is only 20 years old, I doubt that there's an issue with atrophy in the pipes because it's probably a copper pipe. But your problem must be at all the valves in the home. In the area, you said one is a vanity where you have no pressure on one side?
Right. Well, you have very little.
At a vanity?
Well, it's a sink. Yeah, the sink.
The sink, right? Okay. So right. Can you get, how handy of a guy are you?
So. All right.
So could you disconnect the water lines to the faucet in the vanity sink?
Uh-huh.
If you take, I want you to disconnect those lines. Do you know if they're flexible or rigid lines?
I think I had them when they put in, they put flexible ones.
Okay, so disconnect it from the faucet. Take a bucket with you underneath that sink, and then turn those valves on and see if you get blasting pressure out of those lines.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you get water out of both those lines and on the stops underneath the sink, then we know the problem is in the faucet, okay?
Okay.
And you can either replace the cartridges in the faucet, or, you know, you've got a 20-year-old faucet.
I did that once. I did the cartridges. So
okay.
I called the manufacturer, and they sent me a new cartridge, and I replaced the cartridge, and it didn't change a whole lot.
Okay, so then so then more than likely, when you take those stops off, and you don't have pressure at that point, it could be an issue with the actual stops themselves, you know, the things you turn on and off on the sink.
Oh,
so
okay.
Then those you have to remove. And, of course, those you have to shut the main water valve off.
Oh.
Okay? Uh-huh. When you do that, this is what you're going to need help with. Then you're going to need two buckets, or you can do this one at a time. Once the valves are off, or you could turn the water back on and see if it blasts water out of that pipe.
Mm.
Now we know we have pressure at that point. And then from there, it goes up. You can replace the stops, the water lines to the valves, and at that point, you should be good to go. Now, in the bathroom, this could be an issue with the valve body itself, and that you have to take all the trims off and expose the valve itself, and that cartridge comes out, and you need to purge those lines as well. There could be a little bit of sediment or whatnot caught in there. And then individually at those vanities, it sounds like you've already changed these faucets, but the aerators, you know, the screens that are on all those.
Yeah, I know I checked those, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing you check.
Yeah, right.
But if you have pressure in some areas and not in the other, more than likely the issue is all at the valve point or the stops underneath the sinks, and that's what has to be cleaned out and purged to make sure that when you collect it all, put it all back together, then it's working. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:57 in the morning. Don't go away.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trumpet
speaker. 8:14 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. My name's Lou Manfredini. Good morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center. And sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Kathy and Judy sends Judy coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Amy Guth sitting in for Judy, so Kathy and Amy will be on this morning. Then it's the Wintrust Business Lunch with Amy Guth, so she's doing a little double duty. Actually, she's doing triple duty. John Williams at 1 o'clock, The Beat at 3. 7 o'clock, it's the Saturday Night Special again with Amy Guth. She sleeps in the cot in the back, right? Is that what she does on Saturday? She's got like a little cot that she takes a little nap?
Maybe Club 720.
Club 720.
I have slept in there a couple times.
Have you really?
Yes.
It's good to be young. Good to be young.
It always hurts, though, the next morning.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The furniture could be a little comfier. 312-981-7200 is our phone. Oh, I have a little interesting story for you. You know, you've heard, we've talked about the by-the-yard furniture, you know, the... It's made from the recycled milk jugs, and we've done a couple broadcasts from their Vernon Hills showroom. It's beautiful stuff. So my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law have a house on the water, and they bought a couple of these beautiful Adirondack chairs and ottomans. Gorgeous. I mean, look at me. Elif, I'm not a small man. Sam Panionovich, not a small man. Comfy, sturdy, heavy, wonderful. A huge storm blew through during the week. And my wife and I were up there on vacation, and we went back to go, I don't know, tooling around the water. The two of the chair and the ottoman gone.
Aww.
Blown into the water.
That's such a shame.
I know. Brand new. They haven't even had them for like 4 days. Okay? So my wife finds one of them. Kind of half in the water, just sort of sitting there. And we start searching the water for this stuff. And I said, and our daughter Mallory's there too. And I go, I think this stuff probably floats. And so she takes the ottoman right there and throws it in the water. And sure enough, it's kind of just floating. Then I'm thinking, geez, I wonder if it eventually will sink to the bottom. So I call the By the Yard people. And I said, guy answers the phone, By the Yard. And I didn't say anything. I just said, I got an interesting question for you. Guy goes, all right. I go, does your furniture float? And the guy goes, what? I go, does your furniture float? And he goes, yeah, probably, because it's non-permeable. You know, it's made of milk jugs. He goes, yeah, it probably does float. Okay, so this is 8 o'clock in the morning. Can't find the furniture. 6 p.m. We're going around the water one more time. We've already searched twice, three times. Can't find it. On the other end of the lake, there's the chair. Sitting by the shore, it had floated probably a quarter of a mile.
How bad was the damage?
Nothing.
Wow.
Only the part on the Adirondack, you know, where you put your arms, the armrests, was in the dirt, cleaned it right off.
Wow.
White, beautiful, picked it up, brought it back. Driving back the ottoman, some neighbor on the dock found it, and thankfully my brother-in-law wrote his name and the phone number on the bottom of the thing. Mm-hmm. They float. They can use that in their ads now.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'll do that. So there you go. By the Yard. Their furniture floats. 8:18 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I got to take a quick call before I take a break here while I'm talking about floating furniture. Roy is in Glen Ellen. Roy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a patio that's made of pavers.
Okay.
And we like to use the grill and the smoker a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've dripped grease on the pavers. And I've tried several degreasers, a Dawn, and nothing seems to work.
Well, and you've been pouring, and this has been going on for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, all that you've tried, if that hasn't worked, your last bastion of hope is a cleaner called Challenger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, in Glen Ellen? You go out to your Ace, they should have it. Full strength,
right.
Full strength on the brick. And let it sit there. Use a little wire brush to kind of work it in, rinse it, and then if that's not any better, okay,
mm-hmm.
what you're going to do in the areas where you have these damaged pavers, you're going to take all those up, and you're going to take some other ones from underneath the couch or an area in the patio that you don't see, and you're going to swap them.
Because I think one of the degreasers I used was Challenger.
I'm sorry?
I think one of the cleaners I did use was Challenger.
Then you're going to swap out the pavers.
Okay.
And then you're going to buy something called a grill pad.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the hardware store, and you're going to put that underneath your smoker and your grill so you don't drip the grease all over there. And try to be a little more careful, please.
Yeah, I figured since wise guy, since the brick is porous and it wasn't sealed, it just
right.
So
if it was sealed, Roy, the grease will just work right through it. So it's porous. But if you can swap them out, if you have an area in the patio where you can flip them out, hey, I'll take a few over here, and you won't see them because maybe you've got a table over there or whatever. Do that, and I think it'll look just fine, and the color should blend in just perfectly. Thanks so much for the phone call. 8:20 in the morning. Don't go away.
Yeah, sure. Hoop-dee-doo. Now back to your Saturday morning fix of the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:24 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Elif will read a bunch of those, and we'll try and answer as many as we can. Here is Mike in Frankfurt. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Listen, I'm hoping you can make my day. Lou, how could you possibly make look better or remove small dings in a brand new stainless steel fridge door. As you well know, once you polish that puppy up, your eyes go right to it and you want to throw up.
There's nothing you're going to do to get rid of those dings. Scratches. How did we get the dings?
Lou, they're called kids.
Well, the only way you're going to get rid of those dings is you're going to have to get a new skin for that door.
Okay.
And who's the maker?
I believe it was Whirlpool.
Yeah. I mean, you can contact Whirlpool. I think you can get the new stainless skin for it and not have to replace the whole door.
Okay.
Because it's just an overlay over the top of it. And but scratches, there are some kits out there. You know, have you heard me ever talk about the company Rejuvenate that does the,
sure.
Okay, they do, you know, a lot with tile floors and wood floors. They have a stainless steel scratch kit that you have to be very careful using. But if they've got a bang in that, and that small nick, it's so hard, that stainless, that there's no way to get that out.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Have a good one. I appreciate it. That's a tough one. This is Rose in Schaumburg. Hi, Rose. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Lou. We've got an issue regarding a room addition that we put on last summer.
Okay.
And the finish is a stucco. It's a stucco finish, and it's got acrylic. It's got an acrylic finish over the cement stucco.
Wait, is this well, on? Is this? We're talking about the outside of the home.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Just on the room addition. It's a bedroom.
Okay.
So we had this stucco put on about last September, and we noticed last month when we're walking around the room addition that the stucco is starting to crack, craze, like little hairline cracks. We've made a call in to the folks who put on the stucco to have them come out to look at it, but so far no one's come out. So before they do come out, we want to get an expert opinion so we don't get buffaloed into something. So what is our recourse?
This is a synthetic stucco, correct?
Is it a synthetic stucco? I'm asking my husband.
It's concrete.
It's concrete.
It is concrete. Okay, and we're sure of that.
Yes, they put it on over a mesh.
Yes, they put it on over a mesh.
Well, they put synthetic over a mesh, too.
Well,
he says it's concrete.
Okay. All right. Now these hairline cracks that you have everywhere or in certain spots?
Mostly on the north side of the house, we noticed.
But in other words, across the whole surface of the wall.
Correct.
And you said that there's an acrylic finish over the top. So they painted the stucco?
Yes.
It's applied. It's applied so that it can move.
Okay, did you hear him? It's applied so it can be moved.
I did. So in other words, it was applied to the mix when they put it on there, so the color goes all the way into the concrete itself.
Right.
I like that we're talking through you to talk to your husband.
He's shy.
He's shy, I can tell. Yeah, he is shy. All right. My guess is that this is a film. I mean, if it's the room addition, does it have a basement? Does it have a slab?
It has no basement, but it has a cement slab.
It has a cement slab. Okay. So those hairline cracks, the hairline cracks could be an issue with the acrylic finish separating. And, you know, if it's a concrete stucco and it's only a year old, you are going to get some shrinkage and expansion and contraction. It could be the type of thing where they have to recoat it. As long as these cracks aren't structural, not structural, but larger cracks that you're seeing huge separation and the rest of the room addition looks sound, I think it probably has more to do with the mix of the finish in there, if these are hairline cracks, than it is to the stucco. So they need to inspect it. They need to come take a look and see if they can perhaps clean it up, apply another finish to it, and then go from there. I appreciate the phone call. I'm bumping up against time. Veronica, just give me 2 minutes, and I'll be right to you. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
840.
With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, that's me. Thank you so much for waking up with us. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I was talking about the our drink covers, you know, coverware.com. I said the wine tops are coming soon, but they are available right now. So you can go to our Facebook page or go to their website, coverware.com, to check out the drink markers and coasters that are available, invented by a local Glen Ellen lady. Congratulations. That's awesome. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Mary in Glenview. Hi, Mary in Glenview.
Well, hi, Lou. We love your show, Lou, and we wouldn't miss it. Get up early.
I love you, Mary. like a brother, Mary.
Oh, thanks, Lou. I need it. My question's about our front door lock on our house.
Okay.
And our rambunctious 2-year-old grandson. This kid gets into everything. It's a French door kind of schlag lock, and you pull it down one time and it like releases the regular lock, and you pull it down a second time and it would open the door. But if you pull it down a third time, it'll unlock the deadbolt. And that all works from the one French handle. Now, this little Schmendrick has figured out that all he has to do is
word you just said? You didn't just swear on the radio, did you?
No, I didn't. He's a Schmendrick.
What does that mean?
It's a little guy that gets into everything.
Oh, all right. Okay, good.
I mean, absolutely everything. This guy was walking at 9 months, and now he's already pole vaulting out of his crib. I mean, he's quite the guy. Well, I'm sure he's got your profession in his future, because there isn't a thing he doesn't take apart.
Nice.
And
I like him already.
Yeah, this is who he is. So anyway, he knows to go up to this lock and just make it go up and down a few times, and he can get himself out of our house and straight down the driveway, which he did just before I called you. I said, I've had it. I got to call Lou.
Okay, so the issue is that the lock is operating properly.
It's operating properly, but it seems to, you know, I guess it was made for convenience, meaning you don't have
So
to
you
go
take
to
the
a
handle. Step so in other words, it's a French door, like with is it a mostly glass door?
No, it's a big huge wood door.
It's a big wood door. So when you close the door and you lift the handle, it locks the door.
Well, that's true about our other doors, but not this particular lock. You do have to turn the deadbolt on it to lock the deadbolt.
But when you want to unlock it by turning the handle, that will also unlock the deadbolt.
Exactly, and that's what this little guy figured out.
Okay.
So anytime he can get out or close to that door, he's got himself out. You know, thank goodness we're our front is right by the forest preserve.
Okay.
But we think he's going to go join
and,
the deer.
And do,
in any
and
minute.
Do you use the front door?
Well, he does.
Yeah, but do you?
Not that often, actually. We usually go through the garage.
Okay. All right, so there's a couple ways to go here. This door just, it's a door all by itself. It doesn't close onto another door, right? There's a jam that it closes into?
Right. It's a door all by itself.
Okay.
Right. It closes into a jam.
So you could buy a small brass slide bolt.
Ooh.
That you would place on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to hear me fully, because anybody listening now that's a fireman is going to say, "Why are you telling him to do this?" There is a slide. Okay. There's a slide bolt that you'll buy that's, you know, decorative, and it comes with a little piece of hardware that's a little brass sleeve, basically, that's the same shape as a slide bolt, with two little screws, two little screws that you'll screw into the jamb with small little brass screws. And this slide bolt you'll mount to the door, and it'll slide into this little receiver, and you can put that, you know, 3 feet above the door, okay?
Okay.
So if your little, what's it called, the smelt? What'd you call
Schmendrick. Schmendrick.
Schmendrick. So now here's the thing. The reason I want you to use small bolts is, God forbid you had to get out of that house. And in a hurry, you go to unlock, and oh my gosh, the door is locked, And when you're freaking out because there's a fire or something, again, God forbid, because they're small brass, when you grab that big door and you pull it, you're going to rip those screws right off.
Okay.
You are, okay? But your little smelt fish there isn't going to be able to do that, okay? And you can, where are you? You're in Glenview? Go see my friends over at Weiss Ace.
Tell them you, we're over there all the time.
Well, you're going there again. And go tell them you need a nice decorative, small decorative brass slide bolt and mount that bad boy on that door.
Okay. Oh, Lou, thank you so much. And again, we just adore your show.
Thanks, Mayor. I appreciate you calling. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Lou.
8:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
This morning at 10, the girlfriends are here.
Well, we're all kind of used to hearing ads for pharmaceuticals all the time, but it seems lately like there's an awful lot of ads for diseases, and many of them that you've never heard of before. Judy's on vacation, but Amy Guth and I will be talking about what's up with all those diseases.
Kathy and Judy at 10, followed by the Wintrust Business Lunch at noon, and your weekly check-in with King John at 1. The Saturday Conversation on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Your home means everything to Lindholm Roofing. And as a family-run business for three generations, we have serviced many facets of our customers' homes throughout the years. Routine maintenance on your house's gutter system is all...
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
But I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. Better when I'm dancing.
Yeah, we were dancing last night at the wedding. Amazing to see everybody out there having a great time. Too much fun. Congratulations again to Ellie and Chris. Looking forward to seeing you guys today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Cheryl in Chicago. Hi, Cheryl. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help you?
Well, Lou, my roof experienced wind damage. And my homeowner's insurance company recommended a restoration company to work with me.
Okay.
The restoration company assigned a roofer, and I met with representatives from both companies to show them my cathedral ceiling because I was very concerned that there would be no damage when the roof was replaced. That there would be no damage to my ceiling. Well, that's exactly what happened. Nails poked through the ceiling. And at this point, obviously, I don't want the roofer to be involved with any kind of corrective measures. I've spoken with the restoration
company. Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Your cathedral ceiling is exposed wood?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. It's about 15 feet. There is a major beam that goes through. It's a beautiful ceiling.
It was.
It was. It's right.
You need to contact your insurance company.
Well, I have been. Okay, I've been in contact with them.
And what have they said?
They have said that the restoration company is responsible for satisfying me so that my ceiling is made whole again.
Right.
Now, I have said that I wanted to have a master carpenter to be involved in this process, to be able to inspect the entire ceiling and to see not only the obvious and noticeable punctures mm-hmm. and damage, but also that that's inconspicuous.
Right.
And so next Wednesday, there's going to be representatives from the restoration company to come out, as well as someone that they said they work with as a carpenter. My question to you is, I think I need to find a expert
on your own,
on my own.
Well, yeah. And you're gonna probably have to pay for that. Or someone is. But in other words, if you're going to, I think that I don't disagree with you in the fact that you probably should have a third party come out and take a look at it as well. And, there's a couple ways to do this. You can try and hire somebody to come out at the same time when they're coming out and have a conversation with them, or you can hire someone come out on their own so you can have a conversation, say, how would you repair this if you were going to do this and what would it cost? Probably your best bet, Cheryl, is first of all, you got to stay on the insurance company because they recommended these people. They did the damage. Okay. And ultimately, everything should be fixed, but it's got to be fixed to your satisfaction. I would go to the NARI website, NARI.org, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And you'll see a couple of carpentry contractors if you plug in your zip code that will come up that you could probably contact to come out and in all respects, probably hire them to come out and do this work. But you need to get an estimate and to say, honestly, based on how you're describing it, the only way you're going to make this any better, is either to take all that wood out, which means the roof has to come off, or do some type of overlay on the finish side that looks like what you have. So it's pretty involved.
Yeah.
And you want to just make sure that it's done right. So I would start at the NARI website. I would talk with them, find a carpenter there that you could come out, look at it, give you an estimate and give you an idea what has to happen. If the nails are just barely poking, maybe there's a way to put those back and, carefully hammer them back without damaging the wood. But my guess is that's not going to be the case. It's going to be way more involved than everybody thinks. And the fact that this company has their own person that you're going to work with, well, they work with them. So their eggs are in their basket. You want to make sure you've got someone that's advocating for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:55 in the morning, and good luck. We'll be right back.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Today I don't feel like
doing anything. 9:11 in the morning. I just want to lay in my bed. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, wetandforget.com, and by American Weathermaker. Nothing at all. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Thank you so much for listening. Our Just Text Me segment's going to come up after 9:30 this morning, so if you want to text us, we'll answer some of those questions for you coming up a little bit later on. Elif's going to read a bunch of those. Say hi to Elif when you call in. Doing a nice job filling in for Lindsay this morning. This is Ron and Cicero. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I had a new front porch put on last summer, and the contractor said, let it set for a year before you do anything.
Concrete?
No, it's wood, okay. Treated lumber.
Okay.
And I don't know if I can just paint it or stain it or
what do you want? What do you want to do with it? When you say it's a front porch, Ron, covered front porch, open, what is it?
It's exposed.
No roof over the top.
Just the little canopy over the porch itself. Okay. The steps are all exposed.
And what is the floor of the porch?
Underneath the porch is just dirt. And
No. In other words, when you walk out of the front door, are you standing on deck boards? Is it tongue and groove flooring?
It's deck boards.
It's deck boards with a gap.
Right.
Okay. And does your bride want it to be painted a color to match the house? She doesn't want it stained.
She's leaning toward painting. You know, you have to please the wife.
You do. How long have you been making that lady happy?
45 years.
Right. And why is it? Why are you so successful at it?
There's only two words. Yes, dear.
And a boy. See, smart guy. For all you young people just getting married.
That's what you do.
You know, it was a very sweet thing. I don't know if you heard me talking about it. I went to my niece's wedding last night.
Yes.
And one of the maids of honor, there were two, had a funny little bit that she came out to do her speech. You know, a little talk, you know, talking about her friendship with her Ellie. And she had the bride and the groom. And she said, Ellen, put your hand on the table right now. And she put her hand on the table. And then Chris, the husband, said, put your hand on top of her hand. And he put it, and he said, now, he goes, feel that, because that's the last time you're going to have the upper hand.
How true.
I know. I've never known you happier, Ron. All right. So if you're going to paint this and your wife wants you to paint it, what color are we going to paint it?
She likes a light blue.
Okay. Now, here's the thing with the painting. When you paint it, it's a painted surface, okay? And so what's important is that you do all the prep work correctly. Good exterior paint on the you can use this paint on everything. You want to get like an outdoor floor and porch paint, something super durable. Okay?
Right.
And you're going to how big is the porch?
Basically it's only about 6 foot by 8 foot.
Okay. And are you doing this work?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're going to get a sander, and you're going to sand it all down. Get it as smooth as possible. I don't even need you to pressure wash it, because by sanding it, because it's not that big, you're going to expose the grain a little bit with a medium grit paper, so that year that it sat and that little shine on the wood is gone. And you can the best thing to do would be to use an exterior grade primer first.
Okay. Right.
And something like a Kills or a Bullseye, really good stuff. Prime the whole thing. Take a look at it. Looking good. Then get a good floor and porch paint. Valspar, Benjamin Moore, Clark and Kensington, all really good stuff. And not in direct sunlight, you're going to apply that first coat.
Okay.
And then you're going to let that dry, and then not in direct sunlight, you're going to apply that second coat on there, all brushwork, and she's going to get the blue that she wants, and you're going to get a nice paint job that probably in a few years, Ron, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to repaint, but
because
it's a painted surface, but at least it'll match more than a stained surface. Do me a favor. Hang on a second, because our friends over at American Weathermakers gave me two April Air Wi-Fi thermostats to give away, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. 9:17 in the morning. Don't go away.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody you could call to tackle those weekend projects around your home? Somebody? Anybody? Because let's face it, we all have our issues.
I have white spots on my deck.
We got chipmunks in our front yard.
I cannot decide which siding I want.
Well, it's a good thing you're listening, because Lou might just be your somebody. Just give him a call right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on 720 WGN.
9:21 in the morning, that's me.
On the basement.
Here's Marge in Park Ridge. Hi, Marge, you're on WGN.
Hi,
good morning.
Lou, I'm good. How are you, Lou?
Terrific. What's going on?
We have an odor in our bedroom, and we can't figure out what this is. It started about Tuesday. To me, it smells like some sort of a minty aroma, and my husband, it smells like chemical. We went through there. It doesn't smell in our basement. He went and got a new filter for the furnace. We cleaned everything out of the bedroom. We vacuumed and everything. And we have a fan in there, a floor fan, like a Hassock fan. He took that out. He cleaned that. He left that out in the garage running overnight to see if it was a fan. Nothing from the fan. We brought it back in. It starts out like I said, a minty smell. And then, of course, if we turn the fan on, it gets more intense. We don't know where this is coming from. We just can't figure this out. We have the air conditioning guy coming on Monday. Monday. But it is bothering my husband's chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's bothering my throat, my nose.
It's just in the bedroom.
It's only in the bedroom, and it comes through our kitchen vent. But the other two bedrooms in the house, I have the vents closed because nobody's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we can't understand where this could be coming from.
Okay, now the bedroom. Do you have a basement?
Yes.
Is the bedroom the closest room to where the furnace air conditioner is?
No.
It's not.
No, it's
As far as you know, in the bedroom, there's no water leak anywhere that you can see. There's no evidence. Do you have carpeting? What's the flooring?
We have carpeting, yes. And
nothing is wet when you go looking around the perimeter of the on the outside walls of the bedroom on the floor?
No. Uh-uh. Nothing. We can't find anything. My husband did go to get that mold test that they advertise on TV, Fat Ace, but the Ace by Us doesn't have it because I told him, why don't you go try this? I don't know, my husband's very handy, and we can't figure this out.
Okay, well, that home mold test is by Healthful Home, and
yes,
many participating Ace stores carry it. So, but before you go that route, okay, so if there's no water issues as far as we know, and this has just started a couple days ago, I think that you may have a bacteria in the A coil of your air conditioner.
Okay, I'm writing this down, Lou.
So when your AC person comes, in the meantime, what I would do is, even though it's warmer, I'd open up some windows and get some fresh air in there.
Well, I opened the window in their bedroom, and it is better because neither one of us can take the heat.
Right.
Okay, because he's going to be 80, I'm 75. So we just can't take that heat. But I do open that bedroom window when we're in there, and it does help.
Right. Well, what you may want to do on the heat side is open up that bedroom window and put a fan in the window blowing out.
Okay.
Keep your air on, which will cost you a little bit more money to run, but we're just trying to get till Monday.
Right.
Have the HVAC person check. You're going to ask him, can you check the A coil for bacteria?
Okay.
And there is a treatment that they can put on there and spray and a cleaner and a disinfectant to clean that up. That minty smell, I've heard this before, and that can be from that.
Okay.
Obviously, shutting the AC off would help, but since that's a problem, you know, from a heat standpoint, then keep it going. But keep a fan, get a small fan that you can keep in that window just to blow out, to get that airflow out of there so you're not breathing that bacteria.
Right.
The thermostat, I assume, for the house is in the dining room, or where is it?
Yes, it is. It's on the opposite wall of the inside bedroom of the wall.
The other thing, too, is, you know, when you close vents 100% in rooms, it doesn't do the AC system a lot of good from a balancing perspective.
Okay.
This is for anybody. You know, while we have rooms we don't use, I would never close them 100%. I would close them 80%.
Okay.
Okay. But not all the way, because that can cause a problem where there's a can be a buildup of moisture, which this could be an issue as well. Also, in the ductwork themselves, you want to look to see that there isn't any bacteria in there. So maybe if you can take the covers off. Are your registers in the floor? The AC registers where the heat and the cold comes out?
I don't know. There's something in the floor, Lou. I don't know if it's a cold air return.
Okay. All right.
You know, something.
Well, have the HVAC person also inspect the air ducts as well. Many times they carry a small little a little camera that has a little whip on it that they can at least look inside some ductwork.
Okay.
But it sounds to me like you have a little bacteria growing on the A coil of the HVAC system, and that's what I would have them check out.
Okay, because we were thinking of getting the air ducts cleaned also, but we figured first we'll get the air guy here and
correct.
Then do the air ducts. We have to find a
correct.
Reputable air duct cleaner.
Right. Well, with the air duct, where do you live?
In Park Ridge.
Yeah, so I have another pencil. You could call the folks at American Weathermakers because they do duct cleaning.
Okay.
So that phone number is 855-955-HVAC.
Well, I hear them all the time.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, because I got you guys on the radio all the time.
God bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, we'll do that. We'll leave the window open because,
yeah.
Yep. You know,
With the fan blowing out, because that way it's going to take whatever's in that air and move it out of there. The other thing you can do temporarily is buy some Fresh Wave and put that in there, the crystal gel that'll help to neutralize those odors while you're in there. But we still need to find the source. That combination of the fan and the Fresh Wave, I think, will at least allow you to sleep at night and not have it bother your husband's chest, you know, when he's breathing. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
9:38 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is not only our phone number, but our text line. Elif, the Turkish princess, is in the producer's room. Hi, Elif.
Hi.
Does anyone else on the air call you the Turkish princess?
No.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, it's special to you.
It is. It's like my own little thing.
Mm-hmm.
you're doing a nice job this morning. Nice job. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, 708 says, good morning. What is your... Okay, bad start.
All right.
What is your recommendation for the best method to have heat ducts cleaned? Should cold air returns be done also? Thank you.
Yes. As a matter of fact, all of that should be done. Cold air returns, supply lines. The trick is when you're getting estimates to have this done, it isn't just about connecting a vacuum and putting a hose down there. The good air duct cleaners have this air-powered whip that goes in and they kind of bang on the inside of the ductwork to loosen all the dust and debris that's on there, and they do that and suck it all out. And in my opinion, it is it's something that should be done. It really depends atmospherically where you live, because some people live in areas where there's a lot more dust. But 5 to 7 years, I actually need to get it done at our house in Chicago. So it's a good idea to have it done. I think it's worth the investment.
Okay. Jeff asks, how can I stop the adhesive from leaking out from my fiberglass front door from around the glass trim? My wife wants to paint the door. We have a full view glass storm door also, and the sun cooks the space between both doors. Help.
Yeah. Not easy. You need to, as that oozes, I don't know how the age at the door, like how long it's been there, but you're going to take a sharp utility knife and cut that out, and then a razor knife, a razor scraper, and scrape it all out. One thing that you could try is once it cools off, you could caulk it with, well, she wants to paint it. So let me think about this. What are we going to caulk it with that can be painted? I mean, you could caulk it with an acrylic siliconized caulk. Once you're going to take that utility knife and just cut away the little glue. There's like a foam gap that you can see, and you're going to slice a little V in there carefully. Then take some acrylic latex caulk, that you're going to caulk in there and then finger nice and smoothly all the way around, let that dry, then paint that. And the caulk should at least contain the hot glue as the sun bakes it. But again, this has to be done not in direct sunlight, probably when cooler temperatures prevail.
All right. 630 asks, what's the best brand of roofing shingles to use?
Best brand?
Yes. And they said, please pick my questions.
I thought you said best friend. What's the best friend of a roofing shingle? A hammer and a nail.
Yep.
There's a roofing company that has billboards that I drive by that is pretty funny. Their tagline on their billboard says, local shingles wanting to get nailed. That's funny.
Oh, that's
shingles.
A zinger.
It's a zinger,
that
right?
That is a zinger.
That's
if
funny.
I've ever heard a zinger.
Okay. What is the best brand? There's lots of brands. Every manufacturer of roofing has had some issue. So if you Google it, well, Lou said use this, and then you're going to Google it, and they're going to say back in '86 they had a problem. So companies like GAF, Tamco, CertainTeed, Elk. These are all good brands of shingles that within them have good, better, and best. If you're going to, personally, I have CertainTeed shingles on our house in Chicago and have had zero issues in 13 years, 14 years, that's 15 years.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah. So, again, within the manufacturers, there are different brands, so don't pick the lowest brand price point. Remember, when it comes to choosing shingles, it's all about the weight per square. So you're looking for something that is at least 250 pounds per square.
Okay, fair enough. 630 says, my cap came off a permanent highlighter, and it soaked through my comforter and sheets. What do I take it out with?
New sheets.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, 847. Lou, I have a 13-year-old gas water heater. It still works well. When do you recommend proactively replacing it? Thanks.
The average life of a water heater in the United States is 7 years. After 7 years, even if it's working great, the efficiency level of that tanked water heater is very low. They start at about just under 80% efficient when you buy it. After about 4 or 5 years, depending on where you live and the quality of the water, you're probably at 60%. 13 years later, you're probably in the high 50%. So every dollar you spend to heat that water, half a buck is going up the chimney. Proactively, if you have a water heater that's a tanked water heater that's 10 years old or older, and you don't want to have that middle of the, oh my gosh, the water heater went out, we need a plumber right now, which costs more. 10 years is sort of the time for you to say, I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to, hey, can you come out in 2 weeks on a Tuesday and come out and do this? I'm going to take a day off work. You're going to get the best price, and you're not going to have any surprises, and you can budget for it instead of having to spend. You know, on average, a 40-gallon water heater by a licensed plumber is going to cost you $1,500 to put in. It could be less for some and more for others, but that's a solid number. And if you plan it, you're going to get a better price than I need it tonight because I've got company coming over. Then it'll cost you $2,000. So it's worth planning that out.
I think we can do one more, right?
All right, fine.
Okay. Jackie is a 60-year-old widow, trying to sort out roof contractor estimates. All are NRC members and BBB A-plus rated businesses. What's a ballpark average? What's a ballpark average? My house is a 90-year-old bungalow, and I've gotten bids so far from $8,000 to $24,000. All are talking GAF Timberline shingles and ice shield. Should all be viewing inside of the house? How do I know what quality level of shingles I'm getting?
Well, GAF is a good brand, I don't think I met. That's a good brand. The ice and water shield is a coating that goes over the top of that. As far as pricing, it's hard to just say I have a bungalow, what should it cost? But on average in Chicago, a typical roof is about $350 a square to install. So when you're looking at the cost of your total roof. If they've listed how many squares of shingles, which is a 10-foot by 10-foot area, you have, use that $350 per square and say, wow, this is way more than that. Why is that? Now, the roof line and all that kind of stuff can factor into that. So just use that as a place to start. As far as how to know which ones are the best, it's nice that you're getting multiple bids, but now you need to get references and you need to call them. No one does this. And I've said this for years. I'm less interested in the house that they just did a month ago as opposed to a reference from a house they did 5 years ago, because there's always issues that can come up. And, you know, the people that had it done a month ago are like, oh, yeah, these guys were great. They cleaned up. They were great. They were in, they were out. Bada boom, bada bam. Everything was great. But, you know, how about the one they did 5 years ago? Yeah, you know, a couple shingles blew off and they came back and they fixed it. It was no problem. That's who you want to do business with. NRCA, which is the National Roofing Council, National Roofing Contractors Association, thank you, is a great organization, and you want to make sure they're members of that. Of course, they want to be licensed and insured, all of that. The BBB, you want to see those ratings as well. Certainly Yelp is a place to go, although I don't remember that people that write stuff online can do it just to do it, and you always have to take that stuff with a grain of salt. You want to read all the reviews, and sometimes somebody's mad about something and they'll give a scathing review, and you want to make sure that you're talking to people. Don't do everything online. Call, pick up the phone. Hi, I'm Elif, the Turkish princess. How is the, I'm having my roof done. How did they do on your roof? And then they'll talk to you and say they were great or they weren't great. And that way you can make an informed decision. Is that just text me?
Yes.
All right. 9:47 in the morning. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Matt in Villa Park. Hey, Matt, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm calling. I have a 900-square-foot home that my wife and I are looking to either add on to. It's an older home built in 51.
Mm-hmm.
And our concerns are, you know, it's all the original electrical, which I know inside, since the time we've been there, they said that all has to be changed. We just need some direction on a company that would look to, you know, transform our home, add on. We have room to go up or back or both. Or is there an option to start from scratch? And we just need a direction on who we could get to give us these options.
You mean start from scratch as in tear the house down and build a new one?
Possibly. Huh. I mean, we're really open to anything.
You like you like the location?
We love the location. We do not want to move, but our home is way too small for our family now. So,
okay,
we have options are wide open, and we just want to obviously do the best of what we want to do.
I think what I would probably start with is an architect, and I would do a little research to find a local architect out there in the Western Burbs that specializes in both new construction and remodeling. And hire them probably for a free, I think they probably do a free consultation initially to come and talk to you and say, this is what I want to do. You know, and if they look at your house and say, geez, Matt, you know, you have this 900 square foot house. And if we went up and we went out and, you know, I'm constrained, but all of a sudden you want to turn this 900 square foot house into a 3000 square foot house. I'm just throwing numbers out there. But now I'm in a constraint for the existing foundation or, you know, this wall here and that, it may make more sense to build a new house altogether. Now, there's factors, obviously, that go into that. Where are you going to live, you know?
Right.
You know, are you going to rent a house in the area or are you going to rent an apartment temporarily? But, you know, long term, depending on how far you want to go, it may make more sense. And, you know, there might be an opportunity from a loan perspective. You know, you get a construction loan and, you know, rolls into ultimately a mortgage when you're all done. And those are other factors. But the place to start in something like this where you're unsure which direction to go is an architect. Sit down, give you some options, someone that's familiar with the local building codes. Because, you know, you may have a 900 square foot house and be constricted by the size of your lot and how big of a home you can build on that lot. That might be different than if you're putting room additions on, and that's why the architect is so critical in this juncture.
Do you have any recommendations for an architect?
Well, in your area specifically, no, but I was talking about the NARI website, which is NARI.org. They have architects that are members there, and you could go to that site, plug in your zip code, and then from there you could get a couple names of that, and then even, you know, you can certainly call the village and ask them, are there architects that work in the area that you guys like to work with? The building department there, I'm sure, would give you a couple of names of people that they're familiar with. And that's really who you need, someone that's familiar specifically with Villa Park to be able to guide you in the right direction. Good luck with that project. 9:51 in the morning. Don't go away.
Happy trails.
Thank you so much for listening. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks to Veronica for doing the news, Sam for doing the sports, Ferguson for pushing the buttons, Elif for bringing me the Turkish pastries. Oh, wait, you didn't. She's on the phone. She can't hear me.
Happy trails to you.
Our last caller, as soon as Elif is off with this information, is going to be this guy right here, Peter, who is in Niles. Hey, Pete, you're on WGN. Good morning.
I'm privileged to be your last caller, Lou.
Wow.
I appreciate that. I'm calling regarding an air conditioning problem. I recall several weeks ago hearing that if your Freon was down, the possibility would exist that you would get that frost on your pipe and it would close down your unit because it blocks the air from coming through.
If the refrigerant is low,
yes,
it's not uncommon that your either your condensing unit or even the coil inside, or you can see a block of ice on some of the piping, that can occur, correct?
Right. I had a technician come out just last Saturday, to be exact. He said that the Freon was full. He checked the coil. That was clean. He also did an entry into the back of the unit where whatever this jobber is that I don't have the term for it. And he said that that was okay. And he just felt that it was probably the age of the unit and recommended the use of an AC Renew, which he injected into the system. And yet, by the same token, as the week has gone on and I've run my AC unit, the unit is closed down again, and I've gotten the frost back there. Could there ever be a time when they check the refrigerant and find that it's, you know, okay, but that it isn't for some reason or other?
No, because, you know, what's interesting about these systems is that, you know, it's a closed system, right? Once they put the refrigerant in, when they put it all under pressure, they've got gauges, and it's a very... I mean, it's a simple way. They essentially, under pressure, they can see if there's any leakage or anything going down. And when they put these gauges on, they know pretty much right away if there's a leak. The freezing portion, if you have the amount of the correct amount of refrigerant in the system, and whomever you had service it before was using the correct refrigerant, then the next step could be that there's problems with some of the contactors or the relays that aren't running properly. What is the overall age of your system?
14 years. Yeah. It's a carrier.
I mean, it should still be operating fine. If it's blocking up and freezing, there's got to be some other issue, whether it's with the brain board or, like I mentioned, something with the contacts that is causing this to occur. So... it might be the type of thing, Peter, that you have to have them come back again to
that's
find
what
out.
I was thinking.
Yeah, to have them come and find out what's going on. That's probably the best bet. I'm bumping up against time here, but I do want to send you out as our last caller an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, which allows you to adjust the temperature from your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Kathy and Amy standing by this morning. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Lou.
How are you?
You know, I'm fine. If you still have your horn there, I keep meaning to tell you, I used Wet and Forget on the driveway of this house I bought last year because it's a painted, you know, it's a stamped driveway.
Yeah.
And it's colored. And there was just all kinds of darkness at the sides of it.
And
I sprayed Wet and Forget on it, and a couple weeks it was gone.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's a wonder I didn't have to scrub or anything. It's really good stuff.
Maybe when you ladies have the discussion about, you know, the diseases and the drug companies, we should just have everybody spray Wet and Forget on their bodies.
Some of these
worth a shot, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always amazed when I see. I'm interested to hear the conversation. You know, when they talk about the whatever. You know, if you're experiencing this, and then they do the disclaimer.
Oh, sure, right.
And
the
disclaimer's
worse.
Why would I ever take this?
Right, exactly.
Don't do this.
But
don't
some
do
of
that.
These disease. Some of these. I mean, those are the pharmaceutical ads.
Mm-hmm.
These are the disease ads, and I just find it incredible. So we'll talk about that.
All right. Have a great show.
Okay.